here, and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching. Day of recording, it's Thursday the 29th of August 2019, and the theme that's on my mind and my heart today is God, our Father, as rescuer. Explain that in a moment, but if you're not familiar with these podcasts, they're my attempt to think through significant spiritual themes and ideas, as well as practical things that can help us to have a really satisfying and rich walk with God, and especially in our times of quiet with God, those times we set aside for something like what I'm doing at the moment, which is a prayer walk in the Whippendell Woods near Croxley Green, where I live. And I kind of finished my prayer walk, so I'm now recording some thoughts. Whether it's time set aside like this or some other way, we devote focus time to thinking, to speaking, to listening, to being with God in a way that we hope will refresh us and strengthen us and equip us and prepare us for the day ahead, as well as the general progress of maturity towards Christ-likeness that we all have the privilege of enjoying, empowered by the Spirit. That's what these podcasts are designed for, and I hope you find them helpful. If nothing else, recording like this helps me to clarify my own thinking about spiritual topics. And this morning I've been thinking about God as rescuer. Well, in fact, I've been thinking about this theme for a little while. But the reason it's on my mind in particular is because I'm reading a book by a friend of mine, Andy Boachi, who wrote a book called Death and Life, which is all about the cross and resurrection event as rectification and revivification in the book of Galatians. Paul's thinking and the significance of his understanding of death and new life through his own personal experience of the resurrected Christ, and his understanding of this new life that has been granted to him and to all followers. And Andy, in the section I've been reading, draws a lot of parallels between Paul's thinking and the Exodus. In fact, God's work as Father in Exodus and God's work as Father in raising Jesus from the dead. So this rescuer theme has been on my mind. In fact, not only the Exodus, but also, of course, rescue from exile as well, and many other times in Israel's history being rescued in different ways by judges, but that's for another time. And here's the passage I'm going to preach on Sunday, and I thought I'm going to bring some of these thoughts to the Watford Church this coming Sunday, the 1st of September. And I'm going to anchor my thoughts in the first five verses of Galatians chapter 1. So here they are. And then let's think a bit more about what it means that God is our God, Father God is our rescuer. So Galatians 1 verse 1, Paul, an apostle, sent not from men, nor by a man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. And all the brothers and sisters with me, to the churches in Galatia. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. And the church said, Amen. So God as Father is referenced several times in this passage. Verse 1, sent not by man but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, or Father God might be better. Then again in verse 3, grace and peace from God our Father, Father God. And then Jesus gave himself according to the will of our God and Father, or Father God. So Father God as the one who provides grace and peace, the one who had the will, had a will to send Jesus, the one who sent Paul and is a rescuer. A rescuer. And yes, it's Christ who gave himself so that we would be rescued, but it is Father God's will that this rescue is accomplished. And God is seen as Father in Old Testament days when he sends Moses to speak to Pharaoh. He talks about Israel as his firstborn. He styles himself, sees himself, God, as the Father who is rescuing his children, making them, in a sense, his people, making them his children, making them a nation. But again, that's for another time. God as rescuer. What comes to mind when you think about Father God as your rescuer? Now let me now take you into some thoughts that I'm mulling over for the sermon on Sunday, and I'd like your feedback on this, like your comments. If you hear this recording between Thursday and Sunday morning, please send me your thoughts directly, either by commenting wherever you hear the podcast or by sending me an email, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. And here are some things I'm thinking about talking about on Sunday, and in particular questions. The sermon in its design at the moment, though it's not finished, is designed to be interactive with some group discussion and perhaps some sharing from, if you, in a sense, of the floor, in helping one another to understand each other's experiences of being rescued and understanding of God, Father God, as a rescuer. And here are some of the questions I might ask. Need refining, haven't finished yet, but let me know what you think about these ideas. I'm thinking about asking the group to think through examples of God the rescuer in what we call the Old Testament. The Exodus being the obvious example, but what other examples are there of when God came to the rescue? That's one thought, and to list those. And the same thing in the New Testament. Perhaps there are fewer examples in short document the New Testament, but some there as well. Oh, by the way, I'm just throwing these questions out there in no particular order, but here we go. Another question I could ask the congregation. How does it feel to be rescued? Tapping into the emotional side of what it means to be rescued. I might ask the group to share with each other examples from their own lives when they've been rescued from something or other by another human being or an organization. That might be somebody from the emergency services rescuing them from a burning building, or it might be someone personally who helped them when they were going through a tough time at work and rescued them from getting the sack or something like that. It might also be worth asking, how does it feel to be the rescuer? Because at times, I would imagine most of us have played the role of rescuer in a healthy, good sense at some time or another. Here's another question. Brainstorming questions. This might be for a group of three or four people to write down, brainstorm a list of what a follower of Jesus is rescued from. If we've made that decision to follow Jesus, what has God, Father God, rescued us from? Another list could be what a follower of Jesus is rescued for. Those who have been rescued, what's our newfound freedom or safety for? What's possible because we've been rescued? What's now possible that wasn't possible before? Could be a question. Another question might be for people to reflect personally, but perhaps to share, what specific circumstances has God rescued you from? Not just conceptually, but when you look now at your life and you look back at your life, whether it's your Christian life so far, or your life before you followed Jesus, what has Father God rescued you from? And connected with that, how does that make you feel? When you reflect on what you are clear, what you're clear God has rescued you from, how does that make you feel? There's a few questions. I think I had one or two more. Oh, here's another possibility. This might be something to ask people to go away and do. And this might be something you might like to do after listening to this podcast, is to pray through and then write down what you've been rescued from. Because you've decided to follow Jesus, what is it? What things have you been rescued from? So things in your past, maybe it's a list of four areas, past first. What in your past have you been rescued from? What in your present are you rescued from? In other words, what does a rescued life protect you from? And then in the future, what might you be protected from in the future if you continue to live within the will of God and enjoy the freedom that He's bought for you by the rescue of Christ on the cross and the raising of Jesus from the dead? And then what have you been rescued from eternally? That's those four phases of life, of existence. A list of what you've been rescued from. And not just, I mean, evil would be one thing on the list, right? But not just something as broad as that, but what about more specific things? And this is not a time to be self-righteous because you didn't do the rescuing, but a list of things that have been that you've avoiding the consequences of now or at some point in the future because you've been rescued. Once again, these are just ideas at the moment which are spinning around in my head and on my notepad, ready for clarifying and refining for the sermon on Sunday. And if you have ideas about this, then do let me know, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. But I'm not recording this primarily to help me with the sermon, though that's part of it. But it's really to help myself and all of us to reflect on how fortunate we are that Father God has rescued through Christ. That Father God has given us a new life like those rescued from Egypt, rescued from slavery, rescued from death, effectively, rescued from darkness, rescued from idolatry, indeed, in Egypt. And given an identity, given a community, given a family, given a relationship with Father God, and given a hope and a future, given a responsibility too, but a joyful freedom because they've been rescued. And that's who we are. And in a far more profound, meaningful, deep, indeed world-changing way, we have been given this freedom and because of rescue. The rescue that Father God willed, that was put into operation, made possible by what Jesus did on the cross and by the power of Father God in raising Him from the dead. How amazing. So what happens when you reflect on this? How does it help your relationship with God? How might it change the way you pray tomorrow or later on today? Let me finish with the words of a song I rather like that I found, what was it, last year. I rather like the group Rend Collective, and many of their songs are very powerful. And one that came out, I think it was last year, on a album called Good News, I believe, is called Rescuer. I do like it. And let me give you the lyrics to finish off today. He's our rescuer. He's our rescuer. We are free from sin forevermore. Oh, how sweet the sound. Oh, how grace abounds. We will praise the Lord, our rescuer. There is good news for the captive, good news for the shamed. There is good news for the one who walked away. There is good news for the doubter, the one religion failed. For the good Lord has come to seek and save. He's our rescuer. He's our rescuer. We are free from sin forevermore. Oh, how sweet the sound. Oh, how grace abounds. We will praise the Lord, our rescuer. He is beauty for the blind man, riches for the poor. He is friendship for the one the world ignores. He is pasture for the weary, rest for those who strive. For the good Lord is the way, the truth, the life. Yes, He's our rescuer. He's our rescuer. We are free from sin forevermore. Oh, how sweet the sound. Oh, how grace abounds. We will praise the Lord, our rescuer. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks in advance for those of you who will send me your ideas and comments. And I pray and hope that you have a great, a wonderful time reflecting on God as rescuer. If you've got any thoughts, do leave a comment wherever you hear this recording. Leave it publicly so that we can learn from each other. I want to learn from you. You have something worth saying, so why not drop a note into the comment box or send me an email, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. If you've not already done so, you might like to subscribe to my newsletter, which you can find by signing up at my website for it. Register there, malcolmcox.org, and I'll send you a weekly newsletter with a few extra nice bits, I hope, and some links to all of my posts from the past 7 days. That comes out every week. If you know someone who might like to see the website or the materials there or on my YouTube channel or even this podcast, then please send the link on to that friend of yours who might benefit from getting to understand and know their Father God as rescuer a bit better. And if you could leave a review of this podcast, I'd be very grateful, whether you're using Apple Podcasts or Podbean or Stitch, wherever you get your podcast from, then leave a review, because it helps the podcast become more visible when people search for materials like this. And I think that would be a really good thing. It's a way that you can serve people by leaving me a podcast. It's not really for me. It's the way other people can be served. Well, thanks again for listening. Thanks for your support through prayer and other ways. And I pray that this day and this coming week, you'll find yourself in touch with, grateful for, rejoicing over the fact that you have been rescued by Father God through Christ and by the power of the resurrection. Until the next time, take care and God bless.